It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
And welcome back. And we have Pastor Butch Paul, who's been a regular on my show for now, I think, 14 years and a half, I think, Pastor Butch on and off. And, of course, now, of course, you're on multiple networks. You have, of course, your website is it PastorButch.com? Is that the main website, or what's your main website now, Pastor Butch?
That's it, PastorButch.com. Go there to find information about how you listen and what we're talking about and all the news and headlines.
And you have a newsletter. I think I've tried to encourage you to do a blog on top of your newsletter, but you do a lot of things free. You're on many different platforms, including shortwave, satellite. How do they listen to your program, and where is it now?
Well, I can tell you, they can listen, if you want to listen on shortwave, they can listen on 6115. If you want to listen online, there's three or four different places online, but I'll give them the main one to listen on that I use myself here from time to time. It's Zeno.fm, Zeno.fm, /KYAH-540-AM. That's where the producer is puts on the air. Zeno.fm/
Send me that link and I'll post that up too on the text on our Deagle Hyphen Network.
Oh, they go to PastorButch.com and find it there, and also you can listen on the phone if you want to. The number is easy to remember, 351-999-5116, 351-999-5116.
And that's, of course, the Pastor Butch also, as you can find that.
Yes, they can listen to the radio show on there. It's on the website, and May to 9 Eastern, Monday through Wednesday.
Now, as a, I've learned lessons as being a Christian, and you're a Christian. Being a Christian is like being a military Delta Special Forces. It's not easy, is it? Anybody who thinks being a Christian, a real Christian, not just a kind of a pseudo-Christian.
That's the key word, real. That's the key word.
Real.
There are many out there that call themselves Christian, but the fruit proves them different.
I learned an important lesson, which God continues to make me relearn. Is that when the cup of praise of the Most High God to solve your problems is full, then he will fill your cup of faith, which is the substance of the things you not yet receive, which God's promised he's going to do for you, whether it's restore relationships or heal your body or heal your nation. So in other words, we have to approach God with praise as if it's already been done and believe that God can and will and is doing it, and then he fills the cup of faith, doesn't he?
He does. You know, we end with praise and thanksgiving. And, you know, we have to remember, Brother Bill, I know you know this, he alone is sovereign.
Right.
We ask that his will be done for his glory. And whatever that will may be, whether we consider it good or bad, it's none of our business. We end with thanksgiving and praise because he is God. He is who he says he is. And we are submissive to him. Whatever the future holds is none of our business.
My favorite book in the Bible is? It's the book of Job.
Yes,
what God was doing when he allowed Job to be tempted by Satan was to get Job to come out and praise God and ask God, what is your purpose in allowing me to be tempted? So when your body is suffering from physical illness, when your body is suffering with financial illness or breakage in your family or relationship, when you are near death, you have to ask God, what is your purpose in this? What are you doing to get my attention? And praise God.
How can you benefit others?
And also, how can you have a close relationship with God?
Amen.
And this is when he took the pressure off of Job and actually gave him a new family and everything after Satan killed his whole family and tried to destroy his health and kill him. And God said, you can't kill him, but you can sort of make him suffer. And what people just need to start understanding, why is our nation suffering? It's suffering because the church is absent without leave. Why are Christians believing the wrong eschatology? Why are people feeling empty even though they go to church every week and spend tithes and do all kinds of things or good works? Yet they still do evil, and they wonder why they don't think God likes them yet. They're working hard to get God to like them.
The mainline churches are the biggest detriment to the cause of Christ in the history of this country. They are not an aid to the glory of God. They are a detriment to Christ. The mainline churches are filled, I'm going to say it real clearly, I'm not going to stutter, are filled with many non-believers. They say they believe, but Satan believes and trembles. He's certainly not a Christian. The churches are filled with a lot of so-called believers who do not live what they say they believe. So therefore, they are false prophets and they are liars. The truth's not in them. You need to stay away from them.
That's why we see a lot of people with hopelessness now. In fact, 70% of Americans say they're Christian, but why do we have abortion? Why do we have not only infanticide, where they're now proposing the Democrats, even though there's 21 million so-called pro-life Democrats, how can they be pro-life and be a Democrat? How can we have churches, like tens of thousands of denominations in America, yet they all think they have their version of the truth, but it's all based on selective scriptures, because the Bible is like a crystal, and the words of God are eternal. They're not based on man's words. They're not based on time and space, because God sees things from a perspective outside of time and space, and the consequences, because he knows the end from the beginning. And people don't get that about God. He's not nervous and he's on the throne. They don't get it, do they?
No. Well, somebody, an old preacher one time said to me, he said, has it ever occurred to you that nothing's ever occurred to God?
Yeah, I know. Isn't that funny? You know,
I
got that taught to me very clearly at 8 and a half when I died and went to heaven, almost died. And I said, where am I? And Yeshua Jesus said to me, you're at the gates of heaven and paradise. There's no past or future to God. Everything is now. And I said, will you show me? And he did. But people need to understand here, when you have a near-death experience and you're transformed, you start to get God's perspective. Just like when Job was told by God, my ways are higher than your ways. If you don't have my perspective, you don't understand what's going on in the world. For example, right now, America has a duality. We're both the daughter of Babylon and the daughter of Zion. And I've said this, and I'm the only one on earth that says this, that the mark of the beast and global control of the world is not coming from Beijing or Japan or anywhere else. It's coming from America.
America is the hammer of the whole earth to get that into shape for that. You realize that.
Right. And if you actually look at America from space, including Alaska, it looks like a giant dragon, with the head of the dragon being Alaska and the belly being California. I mean, it's like you go, whoa, and then the tail is Florida. I mean, you just look at it and say, whoa, God has got... And the thing is, he knows the star signs. That's why we have the string of the scorpion with Jonathan Gray. God put the star signs up there to show that he is prescient to know where every photon of energy is and every star, an object in the sky, to play out a passion play and a metaphor of what his plan is. And his plan is to make his bride, which is the human race sanctified by God, to become his bride, to become, Lord, his spirit fused with their will so they can't do evil anymore, to become the bride as we colonize not only the solar system but the galaxy, and maybe get extended life, the years of Methuselah get returned to mankind, like the restoration of the covenant of Eden, the Edenic covenant. Because remember, all the covenants descend from the covenant of Eden, don't they?
Pardon, right. I'm sorry, I didn't catch the last part.
I said all of the covenants that we have descend from the covenant of Eden. They even talk about Adam being the second Adam, don't they?
Yes.
Jesus being the second Adam. Yeah, you know, but basically God's trying to do is restore what was his original purposes when man fell. And, you know, the only way to return is not to get better technology or upgrade your genetics. You know, I've got life extension technology, but I don't want evil to think, well, if I just upgrade my genes. In fact, I saw today the Japanese got the first world human-monkey hybrid. I mean, how evil?
Well, you know, I was going to bring a point up, because right now, folks, this is no lie. This, and I'm sure it's happened before. They're just not talking about it. In Japan, they're actually crossing human and monkey DNA. They said that beast would have lived if they hadn't killed it. Yeah, people, there was going to be a living creation, part human, part monkey. I think the whole nation's part.
Well, you know, they're talking about the rise of the Planet of the Apes. How did it happen?
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, but I'm sure this has been going on for years. But, you know, people don't like to think about this. But in the days of Nephilim, what they call Greek mythology with the half horse, half man, and the gargoyles, those were all real one time. Those were actually existed.
Well, I know they were. In fact, I'll tell you a little story that may or not have shared with you on air. But I took care of employees in the military that were actually genetically upgraded, and General Poindexter actually placed the order to actually destroy an entire troop of these genetically upgraded soldiers because they started getting serious health problems, and I took care of one of them. When he got his genetic upgrade, he went at age 29 and put on 6.5 inches in height, almost 100 pounds in weight, premium body mass, and of course they're doing this to create basically super soldiers.
Sure.
They tried to recruit me back in 1978 to work at UCLA, not only in the World Evidence Tissue Brain Bank and Electron Microscopy Lab, but to work with DARPA, because they were going to take genetic engineering technology, which has opened the last 3 or 4 years that people know about, called CRISPR-Cas9 protocol, and actually use this to upgrade and put actin-myosin genes from jackals that are 12 times stronger than any other mammal on Earth by weight, and then put the nanotech body armor on and have a magnetronic non-liquid nitrogen-cooled helmet to convert their conscience so they can make a cyborg warrior swarm with human female fetuses genetically upgraded. And if you think you can't grow female fetuses, I presented two papers to the Royal Commission on Reproductive Technology, a laboratory in northern Italy and a laboratory in Washington, near Washington, D.C. were actually working on creating artificial uteri back in the 70s. That's a long time ago. And they were able to grow fetuses right up to the 20th week, and then they kill them because it was illegal to let them grow beyond 20 weeks, just like these hybrid human monkeys. The fact is, we can do it now. And I'm really concerned that people don't realize that with artificial intelligence and genetic engineering and the evil of transhumanism, which is being pushed by globalists, they want to get rid of most of us and replace with cybots, which are human computer, human genetically engineered animal hybrids to be their slaves. And they want to genetically and cybernetically enhance the, you would call, class structure.
Well, you,
like
I don't
the
interrupt
Hindus.
You, but right in the middle of this, what you're saying, and folks, this is a different category, but it's tying in what Dr. Bill is saying. Right now, as we speak, the robotic brothels, I'm not making this up, they actually make robotic male and females for people to be with, and they actually charge them. There are robotic brothels in Japan and Germany. These are for real.
I know.
They're actually real.
They tried to set one up in Houston. Even the mayor of Houston actually blocked it. But, you know, obviously, this is the and if you actually poll Japanese youth, something like 40% of them, by the time they're in their mid-30s, have never had sex or a relationship with the opposite sex. So what we're seeing is the human race is deteriorating to the point where they're becoming what we call cybots. I mean, your thumbs are going to grow bigger because you're just on your cell phone messaging all the time. You basically don't want to interact with other human beings. You can't even create a sentence or a paragraph structure. You just have these little short snippets that are put on your text messages.
They're destroying the desire for families to be together. And right now, America is not reproducing fast enough to maintain itself. Now, folks, that's happening worldwide, a lot of places, not just America. But America is not producing enough. So they're destroying the family in a lot of different ways. But whenever you can bring in robots to fulfill the place of a husband or a wife, and you don't have to worry about anything, if they're just robots, I mean, what's that going to do?
Right. But the other thing that they want to do, and it's cheaper, because to make a really advanced robot with all the kind of human-like activities, not just sex, that can actually do a lot of functions, it would cost tens and hundreds of billions. So their ideal template is to make what's called a cybot, either put a brain chip like Neuralink, like Elon Musk wants to put in, or have a Megatronic helmet that can directly hack into your cortex, just like your kid a couple Christmases from now could perhaps order a helmet or a headband where they can play the game Jumanji and actually go into a holodeck so his actual consciousness is transported into cyberspace. And people think, oh, that won't happen. Well, there's a movie about 25 years ago called Coma, where people are allowed to go into coma where they were actually allowed to live in cyberspace and decide what icon they wanted to be in cyberspace.
That's absolutely right. That is happening. And now they're discussing the fact that you'll never die. Your body may die, but who you are will exist, and they can put your being into another
robot. Well, there's actually miniseries out on cable television about that now.
Folks, this is for real stuff. They're not making it up. And matter of fact, the new they're coming out now with 5G and 6G cell phone service. Well, you'll be able to see the screen. No phone in your hand. You'll see the screen in your eyes. Now, I'm not making this up. You check it out for yourself.
Well, they can actually do that with either
Neuralink.com.
They can do that either with your glasses or even what do they call these contact lenses that
with contact lenses. That's right. They can do that. This is for real stuff.
Right. So what they want to do is they want to cyborgize the human population. They eventually want to link us all together so we become literally a cybernetic subnode of a world where you're part of a larger intellect where you won't be able to even discern whether it's your brain or the actual brain of the global control system. And that's what's going on, is they actually want to absorb us into this larger matrix.
But how do you get Christians to see this, understand that this is the beast matrix? How do you get them to understand it? I mean, most Christians are sitting around waiting for the rapture or whatever.
I'll tell you what it is, okay? We're presenting some data now, but the real issue comes with not presenting data or even a metaphor of the picture of what's coming. It's what's called spirit words. In other words, they need to get into a prayer situation where they start to submit to God and ask for God, is this true or not? And the Urim and Thummim stones in their prayer will tell them in dreams, visions, or experiences, or even just listening to the show repeatedly, a yes or no. They need to have a spirit knowledge of this, that this is really happening, rather than just, oh, I don't want to listen to Pastor Butch or that guy Deagle. Right?
Right.
difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop down menu and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. And listen to the NutraMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
And welcome back. So, Pastor Butch.
Yes.
The solution, I think, is us. I believe you and I and others that we talk about on the program, like Ken Klein, who's a family of survivors of the Holocaust, who's a believing Christian. People like John W. Spring is a Christian who's trying to be a whistleblower on the Russian nukes in Laurentian Island and in Punta Huerta. But the solution comes through God. As I said, the cup of praise has to be full before the cup of faith, which is God providing solutions to these problems. And the solution comes through a spirit words to people, not intellectual words. For example, with just arguments, our audience would be tens of thousands of times bigger. We'd have the most of the population listening to us and saving themselves not only from physical hazards, but also spiritual hazards in the future. But we don't. In fact, we have a bunch of lemmings that, and I'm not going to use a term from this gay mayor, basically calling them the so-called Christians. Basically, they think they're Christians, but as I've said sarcastically when I did talks at various churches over the years, they think they're rapping on the door of heaven, but their knuckles are on fire because it's the door of hell. And they don't have a kind of a completing and a comforting state of spiritual awareness of the Most High God. And as a result, they try to do a bunch of good works, thinking that God will somehow like them enough that they'll let them into his house, even though they're still doing evil at the same time they're doing good.
Amen.
It's bizarre, isn't it?
It is. It really is. And Christ told us very clearly, Matthew 7, by their fruits you shall know them. I don't care what their mouth says. It's what
right.
they live. It's what they, what they do. I mean, mouth service is wonderful. And you can go to church and you can sing hymns. I'm not knocking that. I'm not knocking at all. I like a good service. I love good music. You can do all those things. But praise without obedience is hollow. It's shallow. It actually disgraces God. Obedience is worship, and worship is obedience. Without obedience, you're not worshiping God.
Obedience is part of worship, isn't it?
It is. It is worship, because unless you're obeying God, you're worshiping yourself. You're your own God. You might feel good because you're doing these things, but you're just pleasing yourself. You're not pleasing God.
One of the things I recommend is how to win in court, how to take proselyting and action against your state and federal authorities over abortion, over the idea of open borders. We can have a safety net without godless socialism. And we see the godless socialists pushing it, I call the Demon-Ratic Party. I don't call them Democrats anymore, I call them Demon-Ratic, you know, just the same term as Judge Pirro. But things are over the top, I mean, aren't they? Honestly, you think, am I visiting a nut house?
Well,
What's going on?
Whenever you see a 20 candidates, and Republicans aren't much better, I'll tell you right now.
No.
When you see a field of 20 candidates, and the best ones are socialists, the rest are communists. But when the best, the middle of the road, they call it, are socialists, and 20 years ago they would have been the left, now they're the middle, and
right.
then the so-called left is now so far to the other side you can't even see them.
Yeah, the fact is the average, and we talked about this the other day with Lowell Ponte, the far left extreme are all white, and the people that are moderate are actually black and Hispanic that have regular jobs and have to go home and take a bath to wash off or shower to wash off the sweat of hard work all day, and they want to make ends meet. And we have moderates, and even moderates like Biden, who's now considered moderate, or basically saying he just wants to fix the ACA, the Unaffordable Health Care Act, I call it. You know,
well,
insanity.
Trump wants to replace Obamacare with his own health care. Nowhere in the Constitution and nowhere in the Bible is government supposed to be the mama bear that feeds everybody and takes care of everybody? That's not the way it is. Our Constitution does not give them the responsibility or the right to force us to contract with them for anything.
Well, I'll tell you what they've done already, though. They passed a bill where in 1987, before I worked in Georgia, if you get sick or get a gunshot wound or some major health problem, we have to take care of you in an emergency of the hospital. So we're still taking care of them. I have a little different shade of it. I believe that the tithe was originally for the Kohanim to make sure that if your house needs to be burnt down and rebuilt, the tithe would go not just to keep them from going into business, but to actually take care of. So the safety net were basically the high priesthood. We didn't have a government control. And we, for example, only 12 cents of every dollar that we supposedly put together for take care of the poor and the indigent just goes to build bigger government. I don't want that. I don't want bigger government forcing me to be vaccinated or telling me or my wife that we're going to be killed because we're too expensive to the government to take care of us. I saw it in socialist countries. Socialized medicine kills you. That's why instead of calling it Obamacare, I call embalming care. Do you like that? Embalming
care. Well, that's
care.
What it boils down to. You know, and we're told in scriptures, Nehemiah chapter 9, Nehemiah is pleading his cause before God and saying, you know, why are you doing this? Why is this happening? And then he said, well, I know why it's happening. And Nehemiah said, we deserve this. And then last part of the chapter, Nehemiah chapter 9 says, the ones you put over us now have dominion or reign or rule over our cattle, our lands, and folks, it's in your Bible, and over our bodies. They have dominion over our bodies. They can tell you that you
That's what Bernie Santa Claus wants and Elizabeth Warren. They want dominion.
Sure.
And that's why dominion your over your ability, for example, self-protection. We know all these gunshots, like this one happened in this this garlic festival in California, was a mentally ill 19-year-old who got guns in Arizona. But the real problem is it was a gun-free zone.
Exactly.
If it was a person carrying a gun in there, you know, conceal or non-concealed carry, they would have shot the bugger before he'd actually harmed people, like that 6-year-old
right.
that was killed, too.
98% of the shootings are taking place in gun-free zones. That's why Pastor Butch Paul has a gun, even in
right.
gun-free zones, folks. I'm in West Virginia, allowed to carry concealed and non-concealed without a permit, but I carry a gun in the hospital, in my pocket, but I got it. I will not go unarmed. That's
right.
my duty as a Christian to defend my wife, myself, and everybody else.
Well, that's why I think about these schools, too. For example, they should have trained teachers or trained ex-police officers or military officers in all the schools. So if you got a crazy shooter, and by the way, these kids should have been notified already in mental health and should have been taken off. People that are mentally ill or wandering on our streets homeless. People that are drug addicts should be sent to drug treatment. And the homeless that are basically, you know, got post-traumatic stress, treat them. Don't go and leave them wandering around and letting rats grow off their fecal matter and leaving needles everywhere. But these demon rats are actually deterring the cities by basically letting everything go.
They want to give out more of nothing. But, you know, Dr. Bill, you already know this. The reason the nation's decaying is because Christ is no longer the consistency in the nation. His laws and moral statutes are laughed at and mocked. The Bible says if you hate me, you love God. That's what God told us. And
right.
now America is decaying. We see this evil. When I went to school, we actually got to take guns to school with us for show and tell and to hunt after school. This is a true story. Put them on a school bus and carry them to grade school. We
wow.
take the gun with us. And no one ever got shot. But it's not because the guns are different. People are morality is decaying because they took God out of school. We took God out of everything. And now God's ridiculed and Christians are ridiculed. And now we're paying for the sin of compromise and carelessness and apathy. That's what's going on.
Yeah, it's even worse in the nation just north of us, Canada. If you see what's going on there, if you made certain scriptures in public, you can go to jail.
Well, California just passed a resolution that the reason the LGBT commit suicide is because of Christians. I'm not making it up. It's a real... it's something, I can't remember the number, but they just passed a resolution in California that's already passed the House, going to the Senate, that Christians are the reason that the LGBT people commit suicide.
What?
That's true.
Oh, my.
That's a fact. I'll find it real quick. I got to leave
you. Yeah, I don't. I'm getting, whenever you quote something like that, you've always got backing, okay? So you can send me the link and I'll post it up. I want people to go visit your website, pastorbutch.com. Do support you, by the way. You can donate. I donate and support you. I think it's really important. It's important
that
you actually
get
this.
We sure do need it right now.
We do need that, and we need the thing is that we need to have people do our sales, buy our nutraceuticals and technology. That's how we are on air. And people don't realize our ministry is supported by prayer and by purchase. You need to purchase your nutraceuticals exclusively at NutriMedical. Don't wander all over the place to Amazon.com or Vitacost or whatever. You get better quality nutraceuticals and free advice here.
By the way, that's ACR99, Alpha Charlie Roger 99.
ACR99.
That's the resolution.
Whoa. Well, you know, to be honest with you, I think that we are on the knife's edge. One of the things that I think that I've got on the same level as you as Ken Klein and others, including Carl Gallup's, I don't believe that only a few of the extreme groups think we need to build a temple and watch for God to kind of walk out the things of this last 7 years. I don't think we're going to get a lot of warning before destruction hits. I think we deserve it now, and unless we repent, it's going to happen really quickly. It'll be like a storm that comes in. I think it's being held back right now, so we have time to repent.
July 4th, Dr. Bill, where you live, since July 4th, there have been 80,000 earthquakes in California since July 4th.
Well, I know how to actually measure the cause of it. You can actually measure tellular currents across the area. You can use space-based torsion field imaging to actually monitor the earthquakes, and you can actually turn them off and make them microquakes. But they're not going to use this advanced technology we have talked about for years. The problem is the globalists want disaster. They want geoclimatic disaster, and if they can, they'd like to aggravate it. For example, extreme temperatures all around the world and crop collapses. And they don't talk about primary water, which we have, which is basically the basis for all oases across the Middle East
and China. And the Earth is full of primary water. There's no water shortage.
Right. All of these things are created. Remember, the masters of chaos, whether they're on the left or the right, are demonically energized. They don't want you to think there's a solution. And one of the things that I'd like you to ask in the last couple of minutes here is ask me a question on anything, whether it's health or geopolitical or spiritual, and God provides me instantly an answer to it or a way to break the problem down. Go ahead. Ask me anything that you, because you're a very wise guy. You've been around for a long time. You're a real Christian. There's not many around, and you're one of them. Tell me what question and area that you're concerned about, whether it's a geopolitical or a health issue or a toxic issue or, you know, whatever, that you think, well, everybody in public doesn't say there's a solution. I can tell you that God's given me a gift, like my ancestor Moshe. I will give you an answer or break the problem down to its constituent units. Please go ahead. Ask any question. You're silent. Pastor Butch, I'm sure you're there. Go ahead, Pastor Butch. Hope we didn't lose our connection. That wouldn't surprise me, though. We lost our connection to Pastor Butch. Well, look at that, hey? They didn't want to have Pastor Butch, who's a brilliant guy, asking me questions. Go ahead and connect him. Reconnect him on the phone. You see, that's a good example of how the devil's there. They're monitoring my programs. They'll interfere with my Skype. They'll interfere with my Comrex. They'll interfere with my internet when I'm on YouTube and Vimeo. And you don't think, oh, we're not being monitored by the beast. Yes, we are. That's why when you see the currency called Libra, which is based on, you know, the whore of Babylon, basically, run by Facebook, who's just another tentacle of the beast, and the no such agency that's part of the Thule Society, the occult society that runs the intel agencies of the world through Project Omega by these occultists. If you don't think all the intel agencies are occult, you're not paying attention. And this is not a conspiracy theory. It's true. Pastor Butch, are you there? Do we have... Wow. Which phone? Our phone went down in our studios north of Los Angeles? Wow. See, this is the kind of stuff that we say, this is the dark side. Deagle, you're making it up. No, I'm not. You wouldn't believe how many times I've had my show disrupted. And not just in one aspect. Phone lines, computer, Comrex, internet, all at the same time. All from different technologies. All at the same time. And I want to tell you, people out there listening, you can call and ask any question, any topic. Just stay on topic. Right now it's things like this. Geopolitical and spiritual. Ask any geopolitical or spiritual question. Whether it's earth changes or gray swan events, or what do you think is going to happen before 2020, or where is God's judgment right now? 818-818-6401. Try to call back Pastor Butch. Is our phone line still down, Tomas? Whoa. That's wild. Phone lines down at CRN Talk Studios. That's bizarre. That's really bizarre. Amazing. Amazing stuff. So, let's see. I wonder if I can connect. Oh. Since I was cut off, Dr. Bill, I didn't hang up. Okay, in other words, I got the text message just from Pastor Butch just now, believe it or not. Isn't that wild? Yeah, and he was not cut. He didn't hang up. He was actually cut off. Wow. Let's see if I can connect to him. See if I can connect to and put him on speakerphone on my phone. I'll put him up on my. See how lucky we are. Praise God. May God make this possible. May this connection happen.
Please enter your area code and phone number, followed by pound. If you make a mistake and need to start again.
No, don't tell me that. Let's see if I can connect on this line. I'm going to see if I can connect on his cell phone line. The other line, by the way, was a fax line, so it wouldn't be interrupted. We'll see if we can connect. That was cut off by Satan. He cut off the phone lines. The actual phone lines went down in the studio, so I'm calling on my speakerphone.
Okay.
By the way, this is not unusual for me. I've had actual things where my Comrex, my phone line, and my internet, all different technologies, all go down simultaneously. So ask one question before the break. Go ahead. Okay, I'll tell you what. We'll get you back on soon. See, that's an example of how the devil doesn't want you to even raise good questions from a brilliant, real Christian pastor, real questions from the Most High God, right?
Are you still looking for the
Amen. Really trust a medical doctor endorsed. So what do you think of that, Tomas? Isn't that something else? I bet you don't experience, I don't expect you don't experience that very often. You probably know from the content of my show that I'm very, very unusual and unique. Right? I'm not the average radio broadcaster. There's no one like me on the planet, period. Not even remotely. Right? Okay, sounds good. Okay, we're going to Dr. Truat next. I'll be back in a couple minutes. Take care.
California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
Hey, excellent. We have Dr. Truat here. We're going to talk about the Magi, the latest pulse magnetic field device tuned to the frequency of DNA, and this CellVital mat from Dr. Fisher. It's the latest upgrade from the QRS mat. Let's talk about these things, Dr. True.
Hey, how's it going, Dr. Bill? Yeah.
And of course, also we have the cell, the photon sound beam, violet ray machine, built from the 1893 patent by Nikola Tesla that helps work with the QRS mat. Now, of course, I have sitting on one right now, and the Selvedomat, the next generation. And of course, the Magi, which is a small device that can be placed over the base of the spine, where the frequencies of the body are actually generated, that's going to be coming out soon. How soon do you think it'll be available?
I would. The target date's by Labor Day. We should have a prototype.
But a month from now.
I want to get you out a prototype to let you play around with. I was just
Sounds
telling
good.
I'm here at my friend Jim's place, who's doing a lot of research with us with the CV and other things for anti-aging.
The CV is a Selvedomat, yeah.
Yeah, and so, yeah, it's all the research in Germany that has come out with the Selvetal / the quantum resonance system, QRS.
Right.
It clearly does something with the ion channels of the body that generate out of the sacrum region around, you know, the bottom of the spine, as you said.
Right.
So these channels, the calcium channel, the potassium ion channel, and the magnesium is really what functions through the nerve there in the sacrum, the primary nerve called the vagus nerve, for heaven's sakes.
Right.
It's like spelled differently than Las Vegas, but sounds the same. So what's happening is when you combine that with a very high Gauss electromagnetic pulse, it actually seems to really benefit the cell vital range of interfrequencies, and can really, I think, help drastically magnify the QRS-CV signal. Now, again, we're treading new ground here, Dr. Bill. This is a new technology. I've applied it in prototypes to a couple of people. I was just telling Jim about my son-in-law. He has a degree of scoliosis, and occasionally his lower lumbar will just lock up, and he's like in ambulatory, can hardly move or walk. And
right.
It happened just recently, and I was able to put him on the Selvetal mat, the QRS mat, actually. And he was on there for 24 minutes. It didn't seem to make a big difference in his pain. So he was more, you know, mobile a little bit. And then we put this Magi on and strapped it on. He went and slept with it on overnight. And the next morning he came up and he was completely like a new man. He's never seen that before. Usually, he says when this locks up on him, it's 10 days to 2 weeks with every other day chiropractic adjustments to even get some mobility back.
No, now, you know, Linus Pauling theorized a machine called a field ion scanner called AFIS. And about 6 years ago, I came up with a plan. I actually had to build one because I have a background in quantum biophysics with a radiologist in Los Angeles at a conference I was at. So I know how to build a field ion scanner. It takes basically quantum computing or supercomputers. But you actually would be able to see a spectral frequency of a biomolecule in a four-dimensional space, including time space. So if you ate a ham sandwich, you'd see the ham sandwich turn into molecules in your liver or your eyeball. So what we need to understand is that everything is a frequency hologram. And the cell potential determines whether that hologram has a high signal-to-noise ratio where it turns on your DNA. For example, the Schumann resonance of the Earth brushes the electrons to the outer orbital, so you're... The telomere on the end of your chromosome actually talks to your ion channels, letting minerals in to turn on structural proteins and enzymes. And actually, there's what I call origami DNA, how to build an organ like a hand or an eyeball, that is recorded in your DNA as hierarchical, if you call it, frequency-dependent computer code. I'm actually breaking the code down using my research in nonlinear mathematics, and I don't want to share it with the public or even put a patent out on it yet, because what I fear is that people are going to use this for what I call real AI. Right now we have simulated AI with people writing codes and algorithms. And the fact is the body is an algorithmic holographic device, and so is every living thing. Everything is basically the voice of God spoken to DNA to create structural proteins and enzymes in real time, which is why 5G network and Wi-Fi networks and cell phones and Gwen Towers are so toxic. It's why if you don't fractionally clone yourself into a new body, it's like a copy of a copy that's very poor quality. Eventually, you're going to fall apart. And that's what happens when you get gene silencing. It's silencing the production of structural proteins and enzymes. So the QRS mat, which I have, and the Selvedomat, which is the upgrade from that, the new Magi, which is a little device, and the photon sound beam, the Magi which this young fellow slept on, I'm sure what it did is reverse the redox potential of his cells, lowered cytokine levels, which would trigger off muscle spasm, and abnormal firing patterns and force vectors that caused him to have the scoliosis. Because remember, it's a muscle firing pattern. I worked with Stu Donaldson back in the early 80s for 7 years in research. He was in actually sharing space with me in the office. We did a number of papers together. And what we discovered is that there's a 180-degree sine wave when you're turned left and right. There's rotation on your spine. We had an electrode system to measure 12 electrode points down this spine. And we discovered that when you have scoliosis, it's abnormal force vectors caused by abnormal muscle firing pattern. It's primarily a neurological and a frequency problem. So what you're doing basically when you're using your machines is reversing the redox potential and lowering cytokine levels and normalizing proprioception and muscle firing patterns to stop the spine from being locked up, right?
That's a technical advice, explanation for sure. But
right.
All he could tell me was the next day and the day after.
Yeah, they got better. Whoops, I hear the click. I hope he's still there. Are you still there, Dr. Chu? Oh, no. Our phone lines have gone down again. Let's see if we can get Dr. Chu, because we... That's very aggravating. See if we can reconnect to Dr. Truat. So, basically, what we have now is a Magi. We'll be coming out in a month. We'll have a big sale back on then, too, and I'm not sure if we'll put those on sale yet, but they're going to be a great device. They're going to be inexpensive. I think they'll be around $500 or something like that, or $600. And, of course, we have our Sonic Life, which is $6,000, which is the best machine for epigenetic frequency and whole-body exercise. We have the Lumen Photon between $1,000 and $1,500 for different size pads that I can send you the specific frequencies to try to help you. We're working through the regulatory authorities over the next 6 months or so to try to see if we can get them approved to add on different frequencies. But we can give you the frequencies now through the Sonic Life, through the ProGen 3 and the Pearlamp Plus right now. So if you contact... we got Dr. Truat back. Okay, Dr. Truat, we were knocked off the air again. We had that happen in the last segment when we had Dr. Pastor Butch Bond. I believe that the powers that be don't want the public to know that there's a counteractive solution to electropollution and aging, isn't there?
Well, I think so, and you're actually right. this is what I feel like will be a big help for the negate of 5G.
Right.
I'll let you explain the reason.
The 5G, the 5G basically what it does is it disrupts your normal signal-to-noise between your DNA and messenger RNA induction. And so, you know, I remember talking 25 years ago to an NSA agent. He said, well, you know, this is years previous. This is back like in the mid-90s. 20 years previous, he said, if we were trying to get rid of somebody who wasn't behaving within the NSA, they double tapped him. I said, what do you mean? He said, well, give him 222 caliber bullets to the forehead and left ventricle. I said, oh, my gosh. I said, why use a small caliber? He said, so there's no exit wound, not a lot of blood. Oh. And he said, but no, we stopped doing that 20 years ago. We hit him with a directed energy weapon. So you remember, both in the military and in the classified agencies, they've had to do weapons for 45, 50 years. And what people don't understand that the 5G network is a do weapon against the public. You can broadcast frequencies. In fact, I just saw a report here that I have up on Drudge. Facebook is funding brain experiments to create a device that reads your mind. I mean, and so is a Neuralink, you know. People need to understand that when we're looking at some of this stuff, it's pretty crazy. Military science at the Pentagon are developing can beam warning straight into an enemy's head from miles away. You know, people don't understand that you can put specific frequencies that can actually insert into your consciousness, like the option of Operation Crimson Mist that can make people in Africa kill each other, or it can actually insert thoughts that can put you in a panic state or commit suicide. People, oh, no, they can't do that. I say, well, you're not playing in the 21st century. This is a century where some of the technology we have you don't think exists except in a sci-fi thriller in the 23rd or 21st century. You're wrong. It exists today, doesn't it? And some of the stuff is just creating electropollution, just like dirty electricity with Dr. Sam Millam, or Wi-Fi networks or cell phones stuck on the side of your head to disrupt your microglia and can cause DNA breaks and cause cancer. We know that. It's three times more likely to get an eighth cranial nerve tumor or astroglioma of your brain cells caused by just having a cell phone on that side of your head. Duh, right?
Exactly, yeah. So it's step by step by step. You know, the transition from 4G, you know, the next generation of 5G, without a doubt.
I'm going to hope you're going to stay on the line, but I'm going to ask you the question I asked for Dr. Bushpaw when he got knocked off the air, and hopefully he won't get knocked off the air again. And you're a very brilliant guy. I mean, I'm really impressed with you, Dr. Chu. You've developed a lot of special minerals. You've worked with Dr. Fisher on technology advance and turning the cell VenoMat. You've got your own Magi that will be launching here in a month. Ask the toughest health question you think you can ask that you think has never been answered or not been properly crystallized. What would you say is the toughest health question you could ask? Go ahead.
Toughest health question I could ask? Well, yeah. It's just unlocking what really goes on with aging, anti-aging equations is really what we're doing with this. We're trying to vitalize the cells, the microbial increasing.
By the way, as part of that whole process, God promised me, and again, remember, I have a dialogue with God, and as I tell people, when the cup of praise is filled, God will fill you with faith. And faith means dreams, visions, inspiration, and so on. So the inspiration I got over 5 years ago allowed me to actually get a patent, and I actually tell you the patent number for my Red Deer Velvet is patent number 10,363,223, B-1. And it says patent number Deagle, date of patent July 30th. That's 2 days ago. Delayed release encapsulation of deer velvet powder to protect the deer velvet powder until mycelization and absorption within the terminal ileum. And this patent is the first patent of the first product in the world that stops aging by returning to the fetal state. Now, you need signal plus substance, which is why things like the Magi, the Selvetomat, the Sonic Life, the ProGen 3, the Power, the ProLem Plus. All these can deliver epigenetic frequencies, and the primary frequencies are minerals, like the Sabbath rest that returns and turns in your DNA to make structural proteins and enzymes. But there's plasma resonance frequencies for amino acids, and I call hierarchical frequency patterns that actually help you build a body. I call origami DNA. So when you build a right hand or a left hand or a heart, it's a series of hierarchical frequency computer code that actually helps to build any life form, whether it's a plant growing a piece of fruit or a nut, or a tree growing and putting out leaves. These are all frequency holograms. And I'm actually working out the mathematics of it, of all life forms. First in history, by the way. I'll be the first in history to do this. Based, and I stand on the shoulders of scientists like Einstein, Sir Isaac Newton, Dr. Nesterov at the Nonlinear Institute in Russia, et cetera, et cetera. And also yourself, Dr. Truat, and Linus Pauling. I'm standing on your shoulders, too, so I can see a little bit further than all these geniuses, like yourself. So this helps. Now, the Magi mat, when you have these, there's going to be a number of things that's going to be able to help you do it because it's more affordable. It maybe doesn't have all the bells and whistles of the QRS mat or the Selvito mat, but it's going to help you restore your cell energy to your body, right? So in other words, the redox potential of your cells, it's going to basically charge you back up again, right?
Yeah, focus the energy into the sacrum bone. There's not a lot of research on really what the sacrum bone's function is, but clearly with the caudus equinus horse's tail bundle of nerves coming out there, it has to be tying in to resonant energy going in and balancing out the nerve endings, which is, again, water-based pulsation. So
yeah,
this is why the Magi's focus on covering this energy field into the sacrum.
And by the way, the water molecules are what's called a superconductor of information called phonon maser waves, which I presented in my lecture in 1982, 37 years ago, to a panel of biophysicists at the University of Calgary, Dr. Rollins, and 40-plus doctors and triple PhDs. So I know. And Dr. Truat, I respect the amazing work you're doing. The Magi will be out in a month. The Selvito Mat is available today. The Photon Sound Beam is available today to recharge your body. The Sonic Life, the ProLam Plus and ProGen 3. Back and tomorrow, an amazing show. The first hour, of course, is Wellness Hour. Get your questions into Michelle, so we'll answer them on air. We'll be getting another guest. We have Dr. John W. Spring on, talking about lots of things with missiles. Dr. Betty Martini, Hour 3.